Turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Frank Caliendo.
And you're listening to me pretend to be John Madden, George W. Bush, Al Pacino, and Robin Williams. And you're talking sports with Randy Harris. Boom! The end.
That's pretty cool.
He was a good dude.
That's a good line.
And I'm going to miss that all next week on Radio Row. I mean, that's where I got Frank.
Sure.
Was on Radio Row. So.
What are you expecting for Media Row? Like, I mean, we've never seen anything like this.
I don't know what to expect.
Last time there was a pandemic, was there even the NFL? There was no NFL in the 20s, right? Like 1917?
What are you asking me? I wasn't here.
I thought you went to all. I thought you were at all Media Row.
You're brutal. I have no idea what to expect. We are planning on broadcasting next Tuesday from Radio Row, 1 to 3. We're going to take over the 1 to 3 hour starting, or the 1 to 3 segment block. Starting on Tuesday, we'll keep this 2 to 4 on Wednesday, then go back 1 to 3 on Thursday and Friday. As it turns out, in the grand scheme, it was probably a bad decision of mine because I lost something very near and dear that I normally do on Thursdays.
Right.
But yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think there'll still be some form of Radio Row. It won't be anywhere near the zoo that it was last year or years past. The NFL is not bringing in anyone for it. They would bring all the players in.
Right.
You know, and they're not anything.
Well, I saw a news story this morning that the NFL...
Hold on a second. What's a news story?
It's
I haven't watched
research, is what they call it, research.
I haven't watched a news story. The only news, honestly, and I try to tune it out, is when I do the show on Wednesday, because we run that at the top of the hour.
Wow.
That's the only news I could tell you. I know nothing about anything that's going on.
Well, that's obvious. That's apparent. I think they said that the advertisers are pulling back this year on the advertising and the budgets for the Super Bowl commercials. Because, you know, they get outrageous, the cost.
Really? That surprises me.
I thought it would be the opposite.
Yeah.
I thought it would be the most because more people are home watching, paying attention, not going anywhere, not doing anything.
Did they say why? Did you pay attention to find out why?
I didn't tune in that much. But there is going to be a flyover. There's going to be three Air Force bomber jets that are bomber planes that are going to fly over.
Air Force has planes?
Yeah. So they're going to fly over, do a flyover. So that's a good use of government money.
Not really.
Okay. They're patriotic, at least.
I've always thought the flyovers were waste, other than, you know, it is a training exercise. So when they're up, they're always training. You know, it's kind of like Dean said about always being prepared. And
it's,
you know,
one thing if it's like the Blue Angels and it's like the fighter jets and they're doing, like, you know, sequences. But these are going to be bomber jets, like.
Bomber jets?
Well, whatever they call
just
those things.
Bombers.
B-52 bombers.
It's a pretty good band.
The Love Shack.
Yeah, Love Shack.
The Love Shack.
They're going to Love Shack over Raymond James Stadium. People are arguing with me, and again, Dean has been one of the numerous people, stop arguing that they should shoot off the pirate ship when and if the Bucks score. When and if the Bucks go inside the 20-yard line. I can't get people to understand this is not a home game for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Aren't they away? Aren't they the
visitor?
No,
they're the home team.
They are. Okay.
Yeah, luckily. Could you imagine?
If they're the visitors in their own stadium?
And then another team got to use the brand new locker room that's unbelievable.
That would be crazy.
Luckily, it is a NFC home year, but it's not a home game. They're the home team.
Right.
But that is a neutral site. So the cannons will not go off. They'll cover up all the Buccaneer stuff. Now, they'll put up whatever they normally would do.
I don't think it's a neutral site. I mean, I've seen more Buccaneer flags this week than I've ever seen in my entire life. And if you go on Craigslist, anything that has a logo of a Buccaneer flag is for sale, and it's three times the value of what it was yesterday.
Somebody sent me a photo of, I guess, a Wheaties box after they won in 02.
Okay.
That they're selling for $150, or they have it up to sell for $150. Which I guess normally would be about $7.
Yeah, you couldn't give it away. I mean, who's going to eat stale cereal like that?
Well, think how many boxes of cereal you can buy if you don't spend $18,000 on a ticket.
What's the greatest Wheaties box of all time?
I don't know.
I mean, you got Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner's not on the cover of the Wheaties box. Bruce Jenner was.
Showtime Anthony Pettis graced the cover of a Wheaties box. The MMA, for the sport of MMA to grace the Wheaties box, it's just as big as Dean Thomas watching it on a plane as far as, like, we've made it.
How can you say what's the greatest Wheaties box when you don't know what they all are?
Well, I mean, you could guess. I mean, anything Olympic. So I'm sure Michael Phelps is on there with his 38,000 gold medals.
Well, then that would be the best one.
He's the greatest Olympian of all time.
I believe so. I believe so. Just because
he'd be good at water polo. I'll take him with me. So me and Michael Phelps versus you and your wife, water polo, Valentine's Day. I'll bring my flippers.
You and Michael Phelps. I'll tell you what. If we were to do a water polo.
We wouldn't pass the drug test, though.
You and Michael Phelps.
We would not pass at all.
And I will bring my niece.
Okay.
Whose also name is Caitlin.
Okay.
And Caitlin and I will take on you and Michael Phelps.
All right.
And she will bring her staff.
Okay.
You want to know what her staff is?
What is it?
They're dolphins.
Oh, that's not fair.
She's a dolphin trainer. So I'll let her bring the dolphins.
That's over in St. Augustine, right?
Yeah. Well, just a little bit north of there. Just a little bit north of there. BKFC right around the corner.
Yes.
Paige Van Zandt.
I just saw some BKFC gloves came up. Bert, the director of the Police Gazette Commission that governs the whole history of BKFC, had some commemorative gloves made. I don't get it. I mean, there's no gloves in this sport. Like, why would you have commemorative gloves made? I mean, I get a belt. I can understand a belt or like a medallion. But, like, I don't get the gloves as being like a ceremonial.
Oh, Johnny Bedford will be on next week as well.
Oh, brutal Johnny Bedford.
Yeah, brutal will be on Tuesday.
Love that guy.
I'm not sure what day Paige will be on. Matter of fact, and I'm not going to abuse Steve Linnae.
Okay.
Okay. There's certain people that I would like to have the opportunity to get in the limo.
Okay.
But I think Johnny Bedford is going to be the recipient on Tuesday.
Johnny deserves to be in a limo. Yeah. Johnny's a great guy.
We'll send Corporal Linnae over there to pick him up on Tuesday.
Oh, I have an answer now thanks to the president of the Randy regime, Shane Grossman. We now have the official winner of the greatest Wheaties sports figure to grace the box and the cover. It is none other than the Naked Pizza Man, McDummy.
No, I might say McDummy.
Making healthy choices. I love this. Is now going to be my profile pic. This, thank you, Mr. Grossman. That is what it's all about.
Well, Shane might have just fallen down a notch.
No way. That puts him up. That's a stratosphere level.
To give you anything that you get pleasure from.
That guy.
Literally.
He's now higher than I am, which is unreal.
No, that's Eric.
Oh, yeah. Eric and Michael Phelps.
Well, a lot of people. I picked up a new sponsor.
Oh, wait, hold on. Before we get off this topic, the UFC has released the ban for USADA as far as medical marijuana.
And the new sponsor that is come on board Knockout Radio is in that realm.
Okay.
Is in the atmosphere of that. And I'm not going to talk too much about it until, you know, the items arrive, because I won't give anything away until we have it. But it is going to be for athletes, well, really anyone. We're going to be giving a couple to some athletes that will be on next week on Radio Row.
Okay.
Where they can properly hide things.
Okay.
In the right in front of your eyes, and you would have no idea what it is, what's inside. So it's more so that you can hide these items that you so speak of.
Okay.
When you have small children in your house.
Well, I am an athlete, and I will be available next week to try said items.
You are not an athlete, but you are a small child.
No, I'm a professional bodybuilder.
And I will keep it at that. All right. Anything to shut you up, we will take this break. Coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Larry Fitzgerald from the Arizona Cardinals, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainsart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Frank Gore, San Francisco 49er running back. I'm talking to sports with Randy Harris.
Live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. You know, with this whole thing that's going on with the New World Order and...
Yeah, the New World Order.
Yeah, pay attention. You know, a lot of the events that we went to during Super Bowl last year, like the NFL experience, in which they will have a portion of that, they won't have the taste of the NFL. It's all going to be by, it's going to be by Zoom. Oh. So it's going to be interesting. But some events have been added. Ironic, right?
What are they at?
You know, so a lot of things are being taken away. Well, one major event has been added. We're very excited about it. We've been involved with BKFC since the beginning, and now they're coming to town. Super Bowl week, Friday night, just down the street in Lakeland. Main event on the line with us right now. Let's welcome to the program, Britton Hart. Britton, how are you?
Hey, guys. That was an awesome introduction. But, yes, I'm great. Britton, how are
you? We appreciate your time. Any thoughts about it being, and it's not attached to the Super Bowl, of course, because I could get sued for even implying that, but it's in the same circle. It's in the same realm. It's the biggest sporting event in this country, and BKFC will be here, and you're the main event of that card.
I'm super excited and anxious for it, that's for sure. But when you think about, you know, just the platform that I'm on and that I'm going to be able to be on, it is just huge. And I have to give a big shout to David Feldman for even making a women's fight this big on Knucklemania and exploding like it is on Super Bowl. It's kind of almost even funnier because they're naming it Knucklemania, but I feel like they should have came up with like Super Brawl or something like that, because with it being in Super Bowl territory. But as being a sports enthusiast, I'm super happy for the opportunity, and even more blessed in the fact of it's me as the main event on this sporting event.
I have to be honest with you. Dave has been on this program numerous times, all the way back to BKFC1 out there in Wyoming. We've talked, we've joked, we've clowned around. I can't believe that I wasn't smart enough. I can't believe that we were not smart enough, and I'm looking at you, knucklehead.
We're not friends.
because Matt's mentor is Hulk Hogan here in the Tampa Bay area. I'm upset that we didn't trademark Knucklemania.
Yeah. That's a great
name. That's funny. It should have been.
It is an epic name.
I think people are more excited.
No. Absolutely. You know, Dave knows that, you know, I'm limited on what I wear. I'm sponsored by 8-Man Strong, or I wear Knockout Radio garb. And I said, I want a Knockout or a Knucklemania t-shirt because I'll wear that all week long. It is a really cool name for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love it. It's awesome. Like, this is, you know, BKFC is doing so great. And you know, you've heard it before, and that there's been, you know, comments out there like, this is the future of combat sports. But being on the second BKFC to now, it's just really amazing and cool, because this is the first one that actually has a nickname like this. Right. So that's something that they've never done before. So it must mean big things are on the way.
Obviously, I want to talk a lot about you and your background and your relationship with Kevin Smith, who's a good friend of mine, and the boxing gym that's out in California. We're going to get to all that. But talk about the opportunity, who you're fighting, the name that's on there, that obviously is going to bring a lot more eyes to BKFC, as well as bring the eyes to the main event. Give me your thoughts on that first.
It's not like I'm not appreciative of it, because I definitely am. But I tell everyone, you know, it doesn't matter what the name is in front of me. All I know is I'm going to be training to be the best Bret Hart that anyone's ever seen. So fortunately for me, I do have the experience. I've gone with big names before. You know, I've gone in front of Beck Rawlings. So the whole UFC veteran thing, you know, I've been there, done that. So Paige VanZant, UFC, been there, done that. You know, I that's not going to bother me. But I am thankful that she is another amazing female fighter and athlete that has, you know, huge recognition and is known so publicly for her achievements and whatever that she's done. So to be, you know, in the ring with someone like that, I feel like is also something great that, you know, they're putting me with what they think is the best. So it's definitely an epic fight.
You mentioned that you're a fan of other sports, and I'm asking you this question for a reason, and you'll see why in a second. Tell me some teams that you know that you do like, whether it's, you know, NFL or MLB. What are some of those other teams that you like to follow? And then I'm going to ask you my question.
Okay, so I am a huge Panthers fan, so keep pounding. That's actually usually all over my vehicles and what I wear. So I'm a huge Panthers fan. I actually worked there for 5 years. I do like NASCAR. You know, Kevin Harvick is my favorite driver. I love basketball. I'm definitely a Lakers fan, so big Lakers. So it's kind of cool to be out near the L.A. area. I like hockey. When it comes to hockey, I have kind of a diverse, I guess it kind of goes in with me. But with hockey, I like the Boston Bruins. Baseball is probably my one sport. And, you know, I went to several events, but I never really found the connection with baseball. But, I, you know, I've been to an Orioles game, and I've been to a Boston Red Sox game. So I don't really think I have a favorite baseball team, though.
Okay. When you say Panthers, I'm assuming, and I don't want to assume anything, the Carolina Panthers?
Yep, down in Charlotte, North Carolina.
I was just in Charlotte over the weekend. My sister and brother-in-law have had season tickets forever. I bought them from the NFL auction, a Carolina Panther jersey for their new home. So that is kind of ironic. But the reason I was asking you that, hoping that maybe it was like the Oakland Raiders or the Dallas Cowboys, you know, because a lot of fans are going to be cheering for your opponent. And I don't want to say booing, but, you know, hoping, would you relish in that? Because that's something I would. I want to be the Oakland Raider. I want to be booed. I want to be hated. And I'm very well at that. And that's kind of where I was going with that.
Yeah, well, you know, I think when I started this, I really came in this fight really believing that they were going to think that I'm the underdog and they're underestimating me and, you know, not giving me any credit. And then basically nobody wants me to win. I did come in feeling that way, but honestly, I don't know. It's just, it feels when maybe I, it's you know, I'm paying attention to the things that matter, because I'm not really getting that. You know, the people that have been around me supporting me, I am so thankful for, because they just fill my head with positive stuff that I don't even have time to pay attention to the naysayers. So if they're out there, I mean, paid away, because I'm not even paying attention or noticing. It's not leaking through, so they're not doing a great job. So that's awesome for me. You know, the things that are getting through are the people that believe in me and believe what I stand for and seeing my journey. And even the people that are just meeting me now, I think that they're, the fact that they know who I am and they're seeing my story, because thankfully to David Feldman and Knucklemania, and also thanks to Paige with the exposure to this fight, people are getting to see my story. And I think some people are kind of double thinking who they're really behind. Like, you know, this is a girl that's really out here as a real person and really fighting for something to change her life, not someone who just wants to do it because they think they can, or because, you know, they want extra fame or to prove that they're tough, you know, to their, you know, other community. I don't know, but it just seems that the more positive lights are on me right now.
Very cool. Now, we continue talking about Knucklemania. And when I spoke to Kevin Smith this morning, he said, you're out there training with Knuckleheads Boxing. And why I didn't, you know, trademark that either. But talk about Knuckleheads Boxing out there in LA.
Yes, actually, I just saw where Scott Burt is amazing. He's awesome with the Bare Knuckle Boxing Hall of Fame. He posted the medals as being, you know, something signifying special to our fight as the main event. There's like a little diamond on it. And on the back of the medallion, it says Knucklehead. And it's the Knucklehead Award and something like that. But I was just looked at it and I just smiled, this big, huge smile. Like, again, I tell a lot of people that the stars are really aligning for me in this fight with everything. You know, the pieces of the puzzle, the people I'm around, my training camp, the coach I have. It's all really, you know, showing, hey, Britton, you're on the right path and you're on the road to success. And this is the, you know, chapter of a new, better, more amazing life. And you worked for it and you earned it. And I'm definitely not letting that go lightly. I think about it every day very heavily. But it's so cool being at Knuckleheads. I love Knuckleheads. The gym here is like a true family. Everybody here is so amazing and supportive. They take a high interest in stuff. They cheer on, you know, practices and, you know, are very encouraging. We do things together. My coach is just super positive and just a huge motivating factor in all of this. But yeah, I mean, it really couldn't be better out here. I mean, I really can't even begin to describe my experience out here on how amazing my training camp has been.
Well, since you just said everything you did about Knuckleheads Boxing and how upbeat and how awesome and family it is, I will never call you Matt Knucklehead again.
That's true.
You know, because yeah. I use it as a derogatory towards right, you. Right. And
now
she's saying it's
now
so,
it's cool. Now
right,
it's nice.
Now it's cool, so I cannot do it. You know, talk about how much you enjoy training. You know, all the fighters have always said the fight itself is the reward for all the training that you do getting ready. Talk about, you know, the journey in the gym. Talk about what you're going through, what you're putting yourself through right now to get ready for next Friday.
You know, it's one of those things for me. The gym has always been my happy place. Like, even through the struggle and, like, sweat and tears and blood, just, how horrible and painful it is. It's always been somewhere where I've been happy. There was maybe one camp where I think I went to the gym and I was like, oh, my God, I hate this so much. But, you know, it's one of those things that mentally in my head, like, no matter when it hurts and, like, I'm doing battle ropes and I'm like, damn, there's still 1 minute left. Pushing through it, I think, is part of the achievement and the fun, knowing that, hey, my body was about to break down and I could push through it. So training has been really hard. I mean, training has been, you know, when I first came out here the first week, I was like, oh, my God, I can't move my shoulders. Like, my shoulders hurt so bad. And then it was my, like, traps and my back, like, my lats. My, oh, my God, my lats hurt so bad. And then my quads hurt so bad, and then, you know, so forth and so forth. So, you know, my whole body is, like, so sore, and I'm like, dang. And then a couple days ago, my coach is like, wow, you just did strength and conditioning. And I'm like, wow, you think so? Because I really didn't think that, but maybe I did. And so people are seeing, you know, seeing the difference in the progression and the transformation. And so that makes me love it. I do get dropped off at the gym, you know, because I don't have a vehicle out here, so I have to get rides and everything, which everyone, again, is super supportive about. But I get dropped off at the gym early because it makes it more convenient. And some people are like, well, no, we'll come and get you at 11. And I'm like, no, I'll just get there at 7:30 because, you know, the ride is more convenient that way. And shit, I'll be at the gym from 7 until 11 just hanging out until my practice at 11.
And she said the ship will be there at 11. Right, the ship, yeah. Ship, okay.
So my question to you, I have obviously – nothing brings out the A-list celebrities like the Super Bowl week. Last week we talked to Lorenzo Hunt, and he couldn't believe that Shaquille O'Neal knew his name and that he was there at his fight at the BKFC. Who's that one celebrity that could be there in attendance in Lakeland on February 5th that you would just be like, oh my God, I can't believe they are here to watch me fight?
Yes, so I actually have a perfect answer for you because I've thought about this. That's so crazy you're asking. I actually messaged Kevin yesterday being like, oh, my God, I hope Pitbull is there. I heard he's going to be there. I hope he's going to be there. It would mean the world to me if he is there. You know, there's definitely a reason why. So I hope that, you know, he's there to watch the main event, and I hope afterwards he's a Bret Hart fan and we can get a picture together. It would be freaking awesome.
It just so happens that I do have – friends in low places.
You do?
Down South Florida. I'm just saying. And I will call Mr. Worldwide's management later today. I will do that. Because I've been in contact. He was going to come to the Nashville event
as well.
So,
yes, he was.
I might have to look into that. And you mentioned about, you know, hate going into a gym. I hate driving by a gym. I just thought I'd tell you. How did you get involved, you know, with Kevin Smith and Smith Brothers Combat Sports Management?
Man, it was another amazing story on how things happen when you don't force them. I think Kevin has known me for a while, and, you know, whatever, in passing or more of like acquaintances. And he reached out to me, you know, at different times saying, you know, that he wanted to help and no pressure, whatever. And, you know, I told him my whole, like, fears, because I've gone through some bad management, man. I've had three managers that have just not ended well for me. And it was really ugly and terrible what they did to me. So I just have a really salty taste when it comes to managers and being on paper and what they try to do to take advantage of fighters. So I voiced that to Kevin. Kevin was like, okay, well, no problem. Well, I just want to help you out because I believe in you and I see something there. It doesn't have to be in writing. And I was like, wow. And you know what? We started off that way. It didn't even have to do with me, to be honest. It wasn't that Kevin did something special for me. I saw him do something for another fighter. And that made me stop and look and be like, because it's like the same thing. Like if people talk shit and like, you know, about somebody behind
Stop.
Their back. And then
if people talk stuff.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yes. If people talk stuff about, I apologize. When people talk stuff about people, you know, it's kind of like, well, they're going to do that about me. So same thing with the good things. When Kevin was doing something for this one fighter, it really made me pay attention to be like, wow, if he would do that for this fighter, I'm sure he would do this, you know, for me. And to see how much he really put into it and like how much effort and, you know, heart. He really cares about his fighters. And that's when it told me, I was like, you know what, let's put it on paper. We're good. You know, I want to be in this with Kevin. I want to be in this with Smith Brothers Combat Sports. He's the only person that I've ever had really make it feel like it's a team. And like I have, you know, like Lorenzo is my, you know, on the same team as me. And I love that feeling. And he's the only one who's really ever done that on a management side. Even though we don't train together, we're still represented in and have that camaraderie. And I really like it. And Kevin, if I message him anything or, you know, whatever, he gets it done. He helps me. He's very motivating, positive, and that's really what I like to be around. So that's, you know, how me and Kevin and Smith Brothers Combat Sports came together, and it's been working out pretty beautifully.
I have been on the radio since the mid-'80s. I've been around managers. I worked in Major League Baseball as a teenager. Kevin is one of those really good guys, you know, guys that not only you can trust that I trust, and I trust no one. And, you know, I love Kevin and love that he's getting involved even more. So it's very cool. Thank you very much for your time. It's been a lot of fun. Hopefully we can get you back on next week when you get to town. After, I have a gift for you for coming on the program, but I will not send it to you until next week because it will be a box of Wicked Good Cupcakes. And these are, without a doubt, the best cupcakes, but I don't want you thinking about them, smelling them, anything until after your fight next week.
Wow, that is so awesome. That pumps me up big time. So thank you. I'm definitely looking forward to that. I love cupcakes. People say I'm skinny, but I'm really a fat kid at heart. And that is my real weakness with eating. And, you know, thank God I have NutriFit that sent me some vanilla cake protein shakes. So now I feel like I'm still eating sweets.
Well, stay on track. You'll have the Wicked Good Cupcakes. If you're not familiar with them, they were on Shark Tank, blah, 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 blah. They come in the mason jar. They're incredible. I'm going to put you on hold so we can get an address to send them to you middle of next week so that you'll have them when you get home, wherever home may be. And like I said, hopefully we can get you on back on next week when you get to town.
Awesome. Thank you so much, and I would love that. And I look forward to talking to you about my victory on Knucklemania.
We will definitely do that. Thanks, Britt. We're going to put her on hold. They're going to get all the information back at the studio. And, I don't know what day we'll be able to put her on because we have to get everybody approved to get on Radio Row. And I'll get all those details on Friday, you know, what we have to send in. You know, is there a limit? You know, am I going to be able to slide you in one day? Because I really don't want to. So hopefully I'll have enough people above you.
The best part about this whole interview is that Knucklehead
you were not
is actually
involved.
An endearment.
Yeah.
It's an endearing compliment to who I am. And I've been called a knucklehead for years by you.
It really is a bunch of ship. Ship, S-H-I-P, that I can no longer use the word knuckle and you in the same sentence. That really does stink. But I really enjoyed talking to her.
What a great interview.
Yeah.
Great.
And I'm happy that she's with Kevin because Kevin really is a good guy.
He absolutely is.
You know, I've dealt with tons of managers.
Sure.
And I would put, you know, I could probably count on one hand, you know, the ones I'd return calls to or would even want to talk to.
Of course.
And Kevin, you know, is that guy. And hopefully he can continue to build up not only his management team, but the gym. And I've told him that we will do a show up there.
Oh, that's cool.
I need to get a passport.
Yep.
And I need to stock a cooler.
Is that Pasco County? Or?
I think it is. I think it's Pasco.
All the way up in Pasco County.
I need to get my virus shots and all that kind of stuff so that I can go up there.
Yes.
But if I would have had it, I might have been able to get a free ticket to the Super Bowl.
That's true. You could have been a first responder.
Well.
Or second or third.
I'll be there one way or another.
You're going to get in? You're going to sneak in?
Happy birthday to one of my favorite Tampa Bay Buccaneers, by the way.
Who?
Alex Kappa's birthday.
So that flag above you is going to have a lot more value when it has Super Bowl champion behind it.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the TAN Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Wes Welker, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style. Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Antonio Holmes of the Pittsburgh Steelers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
You know, I know you asked me a question. What do I miss? You know what I think I miss? Concerts.
Really?
You know, yeah, I do. I think it's a combination of the concerts I went to 2 years ago, because last year doesn't count.
Right.
You know, going with my brother, you know, sitting where we sat, all that kind of stuff. A, they were two of the greatest concerts I've ever been to. And the seat location, who the bands were, all that stuff. So, yeah.
Is it the energy of the crowd? Is it the vibration of the music? Is it the excitement of the lights? Is it the theatrical or of being there in person that makes the concert so? Because aren't all these artists doing Zoom meetings and
Zoom concerts?
Like Zoom concerts to bring the sound and, you know, energy to you.
Well, you don't get the energy, but no, I don't want anybody at the arena. I want to be the only person in the arena.
Well, we just had people in the arena in Dubai for the fight on Saturday. Yep. There were fans back in the crowd.
Did you happen to catch, because I didn't, and I'm not trying to start crap, but did Dana catch that guy?
Which one, streaming?
Yeah, the streaming person?
No, I don't think so. Did you see the video I sent you of a simulation of the guy trying to block? It's you know, at the amusement parks when you take the roller coaster and they take a photo of you.
Right.
Then you go up to the booth to see if you want to buy it. So somebody was recording the screen image so they could capture the image off the TV screen. And the guy was like, put his hand up trying to block it, but it was on every TV. And then the caption said, Uncle Dana trying to block the streaming.
We may have Uncle Dana on next week.
Oh, that's exciting. Do I get to talk to him this year?
No.
What do you mean?
No.
Can I at least shake his hand like I did last year?
No.
Can I tell him, great job, buddy?
No.
You killed it? Like, thanks for fighting back and keeping some normalcy to our life this year?
No. But yeah, without him, you know, let's be honest. You know, he basically said.
He set the tone for everybody else to try it.
He truly
did. To go back to normal.
You know, now granted, you know, he went and hooked up the deal with Abu Dhabi. You know, granted, they're involved. You know, with the UFC. But I think it's worked out pretty well. And I guess they're going to slowly let some fans in at the
Apex Center. Well, what was crazy is, like, when Dana came out and said, we're going to get Fight Island. Like, when he was starting, he was going to do it in California, right, at a reserve, like an Indian reservation.
Well, that was what he was going to do first.
And then he talked about getting an island, and he was going to keep it going. Everybody thought he was crazy. Like, Elon Musk, like, out of this world, like, bat crazy.
Coming out of this world, coming from him, is a little interesting.
Yeah. And here it is. Like, look what he did. He put sports back on the map. I mean, it brought a lot of normalcy to people's lives when they needed it the most. And it was great to see the crowd. I didn't hear anybody say,
sweep the leg.
I don't know if it's because of the language barrier. I don't know how that translates.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear, get the body bag. And the woo.
Well, you know, he recently died, the guy who yelled and put him in the body bag.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, he recently died. I still haven't watched season 2 of Cobra Kai. And I know 3 just came out, and it's supposed to be outstanding.
So there's a pizza company called, like, Perfect Pizza Liner. They have these liners that go in the box to keep the pizza crispy. and they actually have a Cobra Kai limited edition pizza insert. So you put that down under the crust, cut the pizza, and it keeps it from getting soggy. So I thought about ordering them just because you're such a big fan. Since your boy, what's his name, Billy and Zapka and Martin Cove and all your buddies from Nashville.
It's just Billy.
Just Billy.
Just Billy.
Martin's not your boy?
No, he's not, you know, not really. You know, he's like, I'll come on the show anytime. And then when I called, he didn't respond. So
he's a heel. You can't.
I love heels.
You do.
I really do.
Really?
I like heels. You know, and let's be real honest. Everybody wants to be a heel. Ask Terry at some point.
Oh, yeah. He loved being the bad guy.
You know, it's one thing to be that well-loved. And I remember watching the 1 week when he turned.
Yeah.
You know, I remember it vividly, you know, and they're throwing all the beers and stuff inside and all that kind of stuff. I mean, it's the ultimate goal, especially, and I'm not saying he is or he isn't, especially when you are a nice guy.
Sure.
To play the role of a bad guy.
Yeah.
It has got to be phenomenal.
Is Tom Brady a heel or a good guy? Is he always the good guy?
He's always a good guy.
You don't think he's ever the heel?
Not from what I understand.
Why wouldn't the referee shake his hand last night? Like, high five him.
Because he's not supposed to.
Let's see your high five again, yourself high five at the Super Bowl.
That's my boy, Self Hi-Fi.
Well, who?
He's one of my favorite people I've ever met.
Who?
Well, you know him as Diamond Dallas Page.
Oh.
He is such a good guy.
He would love the G-Nat, by the way. He's into the yoga.
Yeah, he is.
We should go up to, here's what we'll do. We'll take the new GB.
What's this we thing?
We're French, you and I together.
We're not. we're not French, we're not friends, and I don't want to spend time with you from here.
We're like Kool-Aid, like peanut and butter. Ebony and Ivory, we are together. We're like...
Wait till we're on the straight internet show, and then I can say what we really are.
But no, we'll get the new Jeep that you're going to take. We'll drive it up to Georgia. We'll bring the Jeep. Well, I'll follow in the G-Wagon.
First of all, if I was to get a Jeep, and I'm not, if I was to get a Jeep, I wouldn't put that on the back of my Jeep.
No, I have it on my Jeep,
right, so
I'll follow you.
Why are you telling me that I'm going to drive up there?
Well, if you get the other Jeep for your brother.
I'm not driving. The only reason I keep you around is so that you drive me.
Okay, well, you set it up with DDP yoga. We'll bring the G-Nat. We'll train. We'll hang out. And woo, we'll get Ric Flair over there.
I'd rather do his yoga.
You can do both.
Oh, no. He put me through one.
I'll do his yoga, and he does the G-Nat.
One of his sessions, it was unbelievable. But he is, I believe, the only guy. And, again, there's nobody nicer. You know, there's a lot of nice people. He called me at 2 a.m. after the charity event in Nashville to thank me for bringing him.
Wow.
Yeah, good
guy. Wow.
You know, we talk from time to time.
That's cool.
Love the guy. He is absolutely awesome.
Wrestlers are good people, man. They're fun. They're entertainers. They work hard.
What does it have to do with being wrestlers? I mean, it's just there's a lot of good people in the world, and then there's a lot of non-good people.
Yeah, you're right.
But I like that role. I think I would like that role. And when I talked earlier in my life about getting involved in wrestling and being, you know, a manager, I wanted to be the heel guy. I wanted to be the Percy Pringle. I wanted to, you know, I wanted
the Paul
to be
Bear.
The Paul Bear.
Oh, that was the guy.
Well, Paige was a manager. And then he turned from a manager into a performer.
Jimmy Hart.
He's had a pretty good career.
Yeah.
And most people don't know this. A lot of the music that's made for the WWF is Jimmy Hart.
Really?
Jimmy Hart is a hell of a musician and writer, and he writes a lot of that music.
Is the band Hart his?
Yes, as a matter of fact, that's two of his daughters.
Is it really?
No, you stupid.
Oh, I don't know.
Stupid, stupid man.
I don't know, but on Valentine's Day, we'll bring the Hart Foundation together, and that'll be on my polo team.
Well, the Hart Foundation, Davey Boy Smith is no longer with us. Owen is no longer with us. So who are you going to bring? Jim Neidhart is no longer with us.
You can
bring Natalie. Natalie lives in Tampa.
Natalie Neidhart.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Natty by Nature.
Yep. You can bring her. I'm still going to bring my niece and her team of Dolphins, and I still think we would win the water polo.
Let's do it.
I think she is talented enough to pull that off.
All right.
So next week, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, from 1 to 3.
Okay.
Of course, the Wednesday, you know, stays the same.
2 to 4. Okay.
I'll have all the details on what's going on at Radio Row, hopefully on Friday. Will there be people there? And I don't even care about celebrities, just will there be there people there?
If you need food, call me. I'll cater it.
I do need food. Do you have a hookup at McDonald's?
Oh, I do not have a McDonald's hookup.
Chick-fil-A?
Actually, I do have a McDonald's hookup, thanks to Shane Grossman. I walk in and be like, I'm the mascot. This is on the house.
I got a Ronald McDonald clock yesterday.
Did you really?
It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I think that belongs here in the studio.
The chance of that is zero.
What do you mean? I'll trade you my Wheaties box for it.
Zero.
I'll trade you the Wheaties box that I'm on.
Zero. So
I'll autograph it for
you. You know, I'm not excited yet of what's about to happen to the Tampa Bay area.
Why? Why?
Because I haven't left the house.
It's true.
You know, I haven't been over to Tampa. I haven't seen.
Nothing going on in Tampa, by the way.
Well, I mean,
it doesn't seem any different.
But everything is up. A lot of tents are up. A lot of banners
are up. It doesn't feel the energy is not there yet.
Well, the teams aren't coming.
Right.
You know, Kansas City's not coming until Saturday.
The day before.
Saturday. Yes.
What?
It's going to be just like a regular football game where typically they're here on Monday.
Sure.
Tuesday would have been the big media event where I tried to kill John Robinson a couple years ago.
Okay.
At the media event. Did I ever tell you that story?
No.
So a massive event in Ybor, and we were going from tent to tent, you know, and you're eating, and, you know, it's kind of a fun thing. And it happened to be the Hard Rock table. And he said, I ate a little dessert. And he said, what's in it? I go, who cares? Shut up and eat it.
Oh, no.
So he shut up and ate it.
And the allergy.
Yeah.
What's he allergic to? Shellfish?
I don't remember.
I
don't. Well, it was a dessert, so I'm going to say it was a peanut or something. And he felt his throat closing up.
Boy.
Yeah, it wasn't pretty.
No, man.
Kiss that sponsorship goodbye. That went away real quick.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm not sure who will be on and how we're going to do it.
Because Shaq's going to be in town.
Yep.
We know he's coming in for the BKFC. We know he loves the fighting world. He always does the Shaq Funhouse. He has these big parties. So I think he has an announcement to make today or tomorrow about the event, where it is. And
Our boy that did the big one that we went to on Saturday after the Taste of the NFL, Cranston.
Yeah, Brian Cranston.
He's doing an event, I know, on Friday
and
in
Aaron
Clearwater.
Paul? Okay.
For the tequila.
Oh, okay. You nice.
Know. Yeah, so a buddy of mine, I guess, is emceeing it. And happens to be my attorney as well. But that's another story.
Awesome.
I like saying that I have an attorney.
It's nice.
I have a few, and I'm going to need them all.
You probably will after this show.
No, not the show, after what we're still going through. But I am excited about BKFC. I am excited about the game that the Buccaneers are in. I am heartbroken, and I continue to be heartbroken that Alex Kappa is hurt and will not be playing.
Terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Works so hard. Right.
You know, I still think that he can feel like he's a part of it. He helped get them to
for
where
sure.
they got.
I no mean, question.
There's absolutely no doubt. But I understand. I mean, you're going to sit there and watch, you know, your brothers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he's very happy, you know, for him. Now, I do know for a fact, after the Super Bowl, we will have a special guest on the show.
Oh.
And his name is Alex Kappa.
Yes.
So, yeah, he'll be on after that. But
to bring some recipes and start cooking again.
We'll have to get Caleb here.
He's got some downtime, so he can start, you know, practicing and start whipping up some recipes from the internet. Got to bring his A game.
Do we talk about the game on Saturday? Or do we wait till next week?
Well, yeah, let's talk about it. Are you excited? I mean, like, either way, it doesn't really matter who wins, right? I mean, it's still cool to watch.
Well, yeah, it matters who wins.
Because back to back, KC, it's so hard to go back to back in college and professional football. Like
in college.
But it's so hard. Right, so to see a young Patrick Mahomes, the future of the NFL, this all-star talent, humble kid, great kid, come out, if he wins back-to-back Super Bowls.
But do you take into account, and I hate to say, and I try not to say, that one play cost a ball game. But Mahomes is out because he got hurt. And if the proper call was made, do the Kansas City Chiefs come back? I don't know.
But they're here.
And no, I understand that.
But for like, just for the fan, for like, it's got all the build up to be the most watched sporting event of all time. You have a pandemic, you have everybody sitting at home. It's a live event. You got the GOAT and the all time greatest dude. People are gonna look at him like, oh, is he gonna get a seventh ring? Or you got the two time, back to back, you know, newcomer, the new future GOAT coming up. It's intriguing. I don't care who wins, honestly.
I'm not. Well, I care who wins.
Wow. I mean, because it's.
You know, I want the Buccaneers to win the game. I'm not going to lose sleep over it. I'm not, you know, that fanatic. I'm not the person that's going to spend $35,000 to go to it.
That's true.
I would, honestly, again, because I'm jaded, I get that. I wouldn't pay ticket price.
What about the tailgating? Is tailgating going to go on there?
There will be some tailgating out there.
Like what the Buck and all the fan clubs?
I don't know because, again, the typical, and I'm going to make this up because I have no idea.
Okay.
But I'm going to say the typical lot fee, you know, out there, whether it's the What the Buck or some of the other tailgates, I'm going to make it up, is $500.
Okay.
For this, it'll be $5,000.
Sure.
You know, so if you typically are charging the $20 that they charge,
right?
What are you going to charge? 80?
What if you just Uber and you just get out and walk in?
Into the
dirt.
walk into the tailgate or walk into
the tailgate?
Oh, you can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have always gone to What the Buck and, you know, and just walked around and hung out.
Sure.
You know, it's if you're going to eat, if you're going to drink, if you're going to do all that stuff.
Your thoughts on Chris Elmore, the longtime Buccaneer fan, shedding a tear of joy when the Buccaneers won, going to the Super Bowl. You love the passion. You love the fan base.
Yeah.
Isn't the
I don't get it.
Isn't the
yeah.
Buck crazy buck one buck guy? The wasn't he like the NFL mascot? Like, did he win an award last year? What's that guy's name? Santiago or? No, you know the crazy buck, crazy
oh,
bone.
Jose.
Yeah, yeah. So like, you know, like the fan, the crazies, because I mean, all the great teams have one, right? Like the Orange Crush.
Well, of course they all.
And
do.
The Purple People Eaters from Big the Minnesota nasty. Vikings. Big nasty. Nasty. Right, like
again, so. And we've talked about it for the past 2 hours. I'm jaded, you know. I'm not in love because I've been around it, you know, from the time I was a teenager working in Major League Baseball, you know, to the radio show, to everything I've done. So yeah, I'm jaded. You know, I didn't cry when they won. I won't cry if they win next Sunday. I won't cry if they lose next Sunday. You know.
Do you agree that Tom Brady looks like a pirate in some of these like sketches?
Did you see the one?
Isn't that so cool?
It's awesome. I think they should.
He should. Grow his facial hair like that in real life.
They should make that the logo for next Sunday.
Absolutely.
Go should. Back to the orange.
Yes.
And it's the old Buckeye Bruce with Brady in there. It's phenomenal.
It's epic.
I can't wait for next week.
If Brady loses the Super Bowl, does he come back next year?
I think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He didn't take any damage this year. He didn't have any injuries.
And it's $26 million.
Right?
Right? Right? You know, which is a good dinner for them.
Yeah.
You know?
Not a bad day.
So, yeah, I do think he'll be back. I do think Gronk will be back. I don't, you know, it's funny because a lot of people think Gronk didn't do anything this year. He didn't do anything maybe with catches, but his blocking has been off the hook.
And everybody has to respect him at the goal line and within the 20. You know it's going to Gronk, so he takes a lot of attention.
Have we talked about some of the stupid questions that these players have been asked in these Zoom calls?
Oh, no, I have not.
Oh, my God. I sit in on it, and I just...
What's the dumbest question you've heard?
One of the questions went to Mike Evans and said, Chris Godwin had a rough week last week. He had 4 or 5 drops. Have you lost confidence in him? Well, it's no different than after an MMA fight. The first question is, you just knocked out Conor McGregor. How do you feel? I feel like crap.
Right.
You know, I really don't think I should have thrown that. You know, it's just some of them just irk me. You know, and I just sit back and go, I don't even want to be in on the Zoom, and I got to be careful or they'll kick me out of the Zoom.
Yeah.
No longer eligible to be in the Zoom, which starts on Monday.
Oh.
You know, the NFL Zooms and all that kind of stuff. So
what's my password?
I'll be talking to Patrick Mahomes on Monday.
Will you really? Uh-huh. No. Can you give me an autograph?
You are.
Okay, just bring him to the restaurant. I'll cook for him.
I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't embarrass myself.
Are you crazy?
No, I'm not. I'm honest.
I'll use the KC barbecue sauce, like on the barbecue chicken. He'll love it.
Mahomes will not be coming to this.
Don't say never.
Oh, I could say never.
I have athletes here before. This is where athletes eat.
Mahomes will not be coming here. They don't come until Saturday. They won't leave the hotel until they go to the game on Sunday, and they'll be on a plane. Normally, the winning team, or at least the MVP, stays and all that kind of stuff. They may get the hell out of Dodge right after the game.
Sure.
You know, and get home.
But the season's over. Couldn't they just stay on the beach and get a room and hang out?
They could, but they may want to get home. You know,
why would you go home if you were in Kansas City and it's cold in the winter?
Are you ripping Kansas City?
Yeah, absolutely, I am. Right. Why would you want to live there?
I've been there.
Kansas City's not even in Kansas. That's how stupid a city it is. Not even in the right state.
Thank goodness the show is over.
I'm just saying.
I am so glad.
I'm just making an observation.
Starting next week, Tuesday at Radio Row, I will be auditioning new co-hosts. I will be replacing the moron formerly known as Knucklehead is gone effective as soon as possible. So I am looking forward to next week. We'll have more details. Stay on my Twitter. Stay on my Facebook page. Rent the Goodyear blimp, whatever it needs to be. Hit me up on Twitter, at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
I want to thank 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. See everybody next week from Radio Row.
Go Bucks!
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is LaDainian Thomas, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.